Hello there, and welcome back for day two of the 7 days of self-love challenge. My name is Steph. I'm your host for this challenge and also the host of this podcast, Be Well with Steph, the podcast. Thanks for stumbling here. Thanks for joining me for day two as we take just a few minutes to focus in on our mindset around movement, especially moving our bodies as an expression of self-love. For a lot of people, that's a complicated idea. I know for myself and my quote unquote fitness journey over the last, I don't know, decade and a half, my relationship with exercise has changed a whole lot. And it still continues to change. I still go through seasons where exercise and fitness is of greater priority and greater focus in my health and in my day-to-day life. And then other seasons where it's not as much of a priority. But what I have found over time is that in the seasons where I am moving my body regularly, not pushing it to any extremes, not trying to keep up with a really rigorous schedule, but just intentionally moving my body regularly and consistently, those are the seasons that I feel the healthiest, the strongest, the clearest mind, clear-mindedest, the most clear-minded, and the best version of myself. So movement to me is a really important thing for us to start out with in this challenge. I think that it is one of the simplest things that we can do in showing up for and caring for ourselves. But I've heard it said that sometimes the things that are easiest to do are also the things that are easiest to not do. I'd love for you to let that sink in for a minute. Sometimes the things that are easiest to do are also the things that are easiest to not do. When we apply that to moving our bodies, especially moving our bodies from a loving place of consistency and joyful, intuitive movement, it's really easy to say, like, I don't have time to exercise right now. I don't have time to move. I don't really feel like moving. There's other things that are a priority. It's really easy to make excuses why we don't have that time. I'm looking for us this week to make some intentional decisions and intentional conversation in our own heads about why moving is a priority, why you can do it, when you can do it, when you can fit it in. So when I think about making movement a priority from a place of self-love, I'm thinking of, first of all, little ways I can do this. Can I stretch for a few minutes when I get out of bed or before I get into bed? That counts as movement from a place of love, stretching your body to wake it up, to take care of your muscles, to improve your alignment, to get your circulation moving. That counts as self-love. I think of little things like, can I take the stairs? Can I park a little farther away from the place that I'm going just so I have to walk for an extra couple minutes? Can I walk and talk on the phone? Can I get up and take a lap at work or a lap in the house? Can I go up and down the stairs? Is there an extra errand I can run within my day-to-day chores? All of that counts as movement. And while we're doing those things, while we're walking a little bit further, while we're stretching a little bit longer, can we remind ourselves that we're grateful for what our body can do? Everybody's physical body is not at the same place or not in the same season of your own life. That's okay. I encourage you, when you are moving, to thank your body for the movement that it can do. We want to treat ourselves with love here. We want to thank our body for what it can do, for getting us through our day-to-day life, for getting us to the point in life we are now and the things our body has done for us in the past that make us who we are today. If you are ready to move beyond that, to move beyond the small built-in movement in your day, you might think of carving out some additional time for movement. I usually aim for at least 20 minutes of intentional movement a day. That can look like a lot of different things from day to day. It might be going for a walk, jumping on the bike while I read a book or watch TV. Maybe it's going to the gym or taking a yoga class. But for me, making an intentional carved out space of time tells me in an even bigger way that moving my body is a priority for me. That, again, increasing my circulation, building strength in my muscles, boosting my mood by sending all of that adrenaline and dopamine and serotonin to my brain by doing those things, I'm telling myself, your health is a priority. Taking care of yourself is something that you value. You do small things every day that add up to your overall health and well-being. I don't believe that you have to follow some sort of rigorous schedule. You don't have to belong to a program. You don't have to join a gym in order to say, I move my body with intention because it is good for me, for my physical and mental well-being. So I would hope that we're listening to this, ready to push ourselves beyond, like not getting rid of the intuitive daily movement that we do throughout our day, but pushing ourselves a little bit beyond that and finding ways that it fits into your schedule and into your routine. That's a lot of what I do as a coach, is helping people say, like, this is my objective. I want to move more. How am I going to fit that into my daily routine, and how am I going to make it a more consistent habit? That's a lot of what I do as a coach, but I know that you can do that too. I know that you can look at your day and think, this is where I have a pocket of time, or this is where I can stack movement on top of something I'm already doing. Like I said, riding the bike and watching TV, going for a walk and listening to a podcast, playing with your kids. You can stack movement together with things that you already do, and then you get to say, like, I'm so efficient. I'm so intentional. I am making these things a priority. You hear a theme and a repetition in what I'm saying here. I really want you to emphasize movement this week and see how you feel. See how that intentionality feels. See how you can thank your body through the process and be grateful for what it can do while challenging it to do a little bit more. I'd love to hear how this works out for you, what your favorite kind of movement is. Maybe you can share that with us so that other people can be inspired. Maybe you can share with us via Instagram stories, and I can share again how you are fitting this into your day, first of all. How are you making movement a priority? And then also, what are you saying to yourself about movement and about your body to help support your journey? I'd love for you to tag me in that stuff so that I can share it out to the community and we can help support each other in this loving way. Thanks for being here for day two. I'm really looking forward to day three tomorrow, which is nutrition. And obviously, if you have been following for any length of time, you know that nutrition is my sweet spot. So we're going to talk a little bit about nourishing your body from a place of self-love. So definitely tune back in tomorrow. If you could share this episode with a friend, bring them along on the journey, that would be great too. And I will talk to you more soon. Be well.